This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
I just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight.
And I believe Jerry when he says he never gets sick of this song. He hears it every single day during the season. Jerry Schemmel, the voice of the Rockies, voice of the Bears. Jerry, you love that song. I know you do, man. You probably just bump that song on your way to games and everything just to prepare.
Well, I don't quite do that, Brady, but I don't mind the song at all. In fact, it's kind of background noise for us. We're like not even paying attention to it much anymore after so many times that we've heard it.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm telling you what, Jerry, something's working for this Rockies team, man. Spring training, I get, but you got to play the games that are in front of you, and the Rockies might have the best offense in the league. It's just, there's no bones about it. That's how it is right now.
Yeah, exactly right. 24 runs in their first two games. So the games are sort of like college scores so far in the first two games. And you don't see that in spring training. Both, one team might get beat that way. The next day they win that way. And that's just the way the spring training works. But I think the impressive part about it is it's the young guys, the guys that are not really on the radar or the guys that probably are not projected to make the team, that are hitting the ball early on. And there are some veterans, too. Ryan McMahon's had some good swings, and Chris Bryant. But the young guys that we were looking forward to seeing, we have seen the first two games, and they've come through, especially offensively.
Well, that's what you said last week. That's what you're kind of looking for when you get into spring game, is who's going to stand out? Who's going to be a young guy maybe we're not talking about as much that might get his name going? And so far it seems like that's happening.
Yep, no question about it. And really the guys that had been talked about, Zach Veen and Tovar and Doyle and some others, have been the guys that have shown flashes already in the first two games. So that's the exciting part. You get your eyes, get a set of eyes on these young players for the first time. Tovar, of course, we saw last year a little bit, but I'd never seen Zach Veen hit. And he's got this incredibly beautiful swing, and his approach to the game is really fun. I think Doyle's the same way, and a really good center fielder. So, there's guys that you hear about and you read about, maybe see on video that you've seen for the first time in spring training, which is a lot what spring training is about for every team. But it's really exciting for the Rockies because, like you and I talked about, Brady, I think it's the development of young guys that are going to be the key to success or failure for this team this season.
Jerry Schemmel joining us, talking a little Rockies here. Is there two games in for spring training so far? All right, so how are the rule changes going so far, Jerry? I don't know how, I have to refresh it every day because I forget exactly. So how many seconds do they have when the bases are empty? How many seconds with runners on? Have you got it down pat yet, or do you still have to have a little cheat sheet there for you?
I think I got the rules down. Just dealing with them is going to be a tough part for us, and so far we haven't had any issues at all. It was one violation yesterday, and that was late in the ball game, and Daniel Bard got assessed a ball for throwing an extra warm up pitch, which I didn't even know that was a rule. So no, but so far the players have liked it, the pitchers, the hitters have appreciated it. Umpires doing a great job. I didn't even hardly think about it on Saturday in that first game, Brady, to be honest with you. Every once in a while, I looked up and I saw 4 or 5 on that pitch clock and thought, all right, he better hurry up and throw a pitch, and he did. But you get 20 seconds to throw a pitch when that clock starts, when there's a runner on or runners on. And if there's nobody on, you get 15 seconds. And a hitter has to be ready in the box with 8 seconds on that clock as it's winding down. So, like I said, everybody seems excited about it. We played a game that was 18 runs and 27 hits. We played it in 3 hours.
Wow.
Which normally would be a 3:45, 4-hour game. So I think it's serving its purpose, and I think it's continued to do that as we head to the regular season.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that too, Jerry. How do you think it's being received? And you said, hey, it sounds like everybody's pretty excited about it. Does that go for the majority of the players? The players seem to really be in on this?
Yep, absolutely. I think especially hitters. I think hitters right now feel like maybe have advantage because the pitcher can't step off the mound and touch his, lick his fingers. He can't, sit back and take that deep breath. And so I think hitters feel like they have an advantage right now. The only player that I have heard so far from any team has been Kyle Freeland. And Kyle started that game yesterday, and he said, There were times I really had to speed up. When I knew I couldn't step off the mound, I couldn't regroup mentally, I couldn't take a couple of deep breaths like I like to do. So he said, I got to get used to that. I said, it's not a bad thing, but I got to get used to it. So everybody else is excited about it, Brady. They really are. And I think this is a game that the fans want. I think especially younger fans. Let's speed this thing up. Let's just get down to business. Let's get the ball, let's pitch it, and let's be ready to hit. And we aren't going to miss any action, but we're going to speed this game up a little bit.
I mean, Jerry, my favorite pitchers are the guys that just get it and go. I mean, I like the theatrics sometimes. You know, guys have their interesting motions and stuff. But for the most part, I mean, I just love it when a guy gets that ball quickly and he's throwing it down and pitching it. And then that's my favorite part about this. So I was just – I like the idea in theory. I was just wondering how they were going to implement this, but so far so good at least.
Yeah, I think what's happened to Brady is way before everybody got to spring training, they were working on it. I know Daniel Barr talked about that yesterday. He said, you know, as soon as I saw the rules going to be implemented, we saw that pitch clock, I started practicing. I started doing it in my backyard a little bit, just having a clock on my phone and having my wife time it. So guys were ready, and I think hitters the same way. You know, live batting practice, they practiced that. So they had an opportunity for a week or so before these games started to get ready for it. And I think you got to credit some players. They've done a nice job of adjusting.
Now you got the shift restrictions, the bigger bases. How about that? How are the rest of these being received, the other rule changes?
I think really well. I think infielders are excited about not having to shift again. Certainly hitters are that way. So it takes a little bit of the guessing out of the game. So if you got a guy that's a dead pole hitter, you play the shift as far as you can. You don't go on the other side, but you're on the edge. And I think it makes for a better game that way. Even on Saturday, we saw some Bates hits to right field with left-handed hitters that normally would be outs because of the shift. So I think both hitters, certainly hitters, are excited about the shift rules. And I think infielders are the same way. It's more traditional. It's what the fans want. It looks better to me for a baseball game. So I think the shift rule is a good one as well.
Jerry Schimmel joining us. A busy day for you, man. I mean, a couple of broadcasts, big one tonight for the UNC Bears. How are you going to balance it all?
Life is good when you can do a baseball game and a basketball game, Brady, in the same day. You know what? I was thinking about that this morning. It's going to be a long day, but it's going to be a fun day. I mean, I get to a Major League Baseball game and a Division I basketball game in one day. To me, that's just fun, you know. And with the new rules and spring training, I won't be rushed trying to get home to do this game remotely. So it'll be great. And you're right, the Bears have a big game tonight. They could really use a win going to the tournament. So baseball and basketball on the same day. A broadcaster like me is loving life.
Well, 2 weeks ago, we were feeling really good about the Bears. They had just won three in a row. They beat Weber State. They beat Portland State. Beat Sacramento State. But since have dropped their last three games, for the most part, pretty close games too, Jerry. Yeah. But how are we feeling about this team right now? I mean, 2 weeks ago, we're thinking, man, that's a really dangerous team. You still feel that way about this team?
Yeah, I do. I do, only because they're not getting blown out. You know, they win three in a row, and they play really well. And they did not play bad basketball the last three games. And I talked to Steve Smiley this morning for the coaches' pregame show, and he said, you know, we didn't play bad basketball on Saturday. You know, the talent level in the Big Sky is so even right now. I mean, he's never seen it like this before. And you see it. You know, you got bottom teams beating Eastern Washington and middle teams knocking off top teams. And so that's the talent level in the Big Sky this year. So for the Bears to win three games, then lose three games in a row, I don't think should be surprising anybody, because almost everybody except Montana State and Eastern Washington has done the same thing this year.
Well, I'm looking at the standings here, Jerry, and without having everybody's schedule pulled up, is it still possible for the Bears to move up into that sixth spot?
No, they can't do that now because of some tiebreakers. And I was talking to Steve about that this morning. But they could go anywhere from 7 to 10.
Yeah.
I mean, they could be the 7 seed or they could be the 10 seed. Now, they got to play that first day because they don't have that 6 seed now. But at the same time, like you and I have talked about, Brady, I think it's a dangerous team. I really do. And I think senior-led like they are, these guys will be ready, knowing it's they're going to play their last collegiate game or games. I think they'll be up for that. So I still think this team is a dangerous Big Sky tournament team.
Yeah, I do too. They, you know, when it all clicks for them, it's hard to believe when you just look at their record that they've only won 10 games, Jerry, because in the games that they win, you know, you see how good they can be when they beat CSU, when they beat Weber State at home. That's the team you know can get there, but it's a surprise to me still. It's hard to believe they've only won 10.
Yep, I'm the same way. With that talent level, you would think they'd have won many more than that. I know that the pre-conference schedule didn't help when you're playing Baylor and Houston and some other teams on the road like that. You're gonna lose games early on, but in the Big Sky, that record to me is really surprising, and it's probably deceiving a little bit too. And I'm not making excuses for this team at all, but there's been some bad luck. There really has been. I mean, teams are, you know, hitting 19 free throws in a row against you, two different games, and you know, guys that normally don't hit threes on Saturday. Their center steps out, hits four of his first five three-pointers. Like, well, what? What's going on there? And then Jalen Cohn couldn't miss a shot in the last 5 minutes of that game. And they're good. They're both very good players, but they're not that good. And the Bears just have had some bad luck this year. And you know, Dalton Connect missed five free throws on Saturday. He makes, you know, three or four of those, you got to win. So, and the same way in three or four other games this year, Matt Johnson makes, I think, 37 out of 39 free throws, then misses three in a row in a loss. I mean, just fluky stuff that's happened to this team all year long. It's just one of those seasons for the Bears. So hopefully that's behind them after tonight, and maybe they get some of this good luck in the tournament in Boise.
Jerry, who do you think is going to be the star for this team? Who's, if they are to make a historic run here, find a way to get into the conference championship, who do you think it's going to be when you look at it? Do you look at it and say it's going to be Dalen or surprise guy or one of the big three?
I think Matt Johnson is the key. And I said this, I think, to Tanner on Friday, last Friday as well. You know, your point guard normally is the guy that makes you go. He's not quite the quarterback equivalent to football, but he's the guy that makes you go. And Matt's that type of guy that, in a big game, he seems to come through. You want him taking that last shot. You want him at the free throw line late in the ball game. You want him directing traffic with the ball in his hand. And he's a good defender as well. So I think Matt, maybe not necessarily scoring, but distributing and playing a little defense and racking up some assists, I think is going to be the key in the tournament.
Well, we got one more regular season game. See if they can get some momentum. Beat Idaho State tonight. Of course, you'll be on that call. Probably, you know, fresh off of your baseball game today, Jerry. Don't mention any of the wrong names. Don't cry. You know, don't say Dalen Kuntz is on first base or Charlie Blackman gets an and one. Don't mix anything, man. This is crazy. I don't know how many broadcasters do this where they're going to be doing a Major League Baseball game. And then an hour or so later, they're going to be doing a big Division I basketball game.
Yeah, not too many people as fortunate as me, I guess, to do that. But I didn't think about that. There's probably not too many. I'm sure there's a few out there, but not a whole lot. You know what I'm worried about, Brady? I'm worried about calling the shot clock the pitch clock tonight.
Hey, I you know what? I kind of hope you do now, because that would be kind of interesting. That would be fun.
I hope I don't call the pitch clock the shot clock afternoon. I got to guard against both of those.
Well, you've already got so many things to track with all these rule changes and stuff. Why not add a few more bits of confusion to tonight?
Yeah, exactly.
Jerry, my friend, always appreciate you. We'll be looking forward to both calls coming up later today.
All right, B. Appreciate you having me on, my friend.
All right, man. Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Rockies by day, the voice of the Bears by night. That's got to be a little history. I mean, there's probably not that many broadcasters that go from a Major League Baseball game. This is what I'm saying to you UNC Bears folks over there. You got Jerry freaking Schimmel broadcasting your games. Show out tonight, Bears, you know, the players. He's broadcasting Major League Baseball, and then as soon as he's done with that, he's broadcasting your game. It's a pretty special deal.
Yeah, especially on senior night, honoring a couple of the veterans of this team, one last game at the bank. It's going to be a little bittersweet.
Yeah, senior night. And again, we don't have to go knee deep into these conversations yet, but I'm already starting to think, you know, what's this team going to look like next season, Angel? I mean, Dalton Connect of their big three is the only one that can come back. Will he come back? I think Jerry told us a few weeks ago he felt 50-50 on that. But then the rest, I mean, a lot of young guys, hopefully they can grow up pretty quickly over the offseason. And I know they still got the tournament left, but it's going to take something pretty historic to get through and win this tournament. There's no question about it. 48 minutes after the hour. Quick break coming up. We'll wrap up hour number one. More on Russell Wilson. In fact, our poll question of the day, with everything going on with Russ, as it seems to be, will he have a bounce-back season next year? Go vote at theholeshow.com. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's a new ad in town. Hear the blue and gold spring football game on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.